Welcome to Politics and Right. My name is Egberto Willis, your host. Thank you so kindly. When you have these wireless headsets, every so often they auto turn off, which is exactly what happened. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. We are going to be having some fun. Anyway, how are my peeps doing? I trust everybody is doing fine. Everybody just getting in. Please, folks, please go ahead and log in and go ahead and tell us hello. If you are on YouTube, please give us those thumbs up. Those thumbs up help the algorithm. Give us those thumbs up. If you are on Twitter, please go ahead and remember to retweet the program to your domain. Please go ahead and do that now. Go ahead and, again, on YouTube, give us those thumbs up. On Twitter, go ahead and give us those retweets. On Facebook, give us those likes and shares. Actually, on every platform, please remember to share. That is how we expand our base and put our faces in front of more people. So let's see if our system has started to send out the emails, and it seems like the automated system is starting to work. All right, we got a great show for you today. Welcome aboard. We have in the house right now E2247 from Todos los Lugares, all over. We also have Melanie Keelan from Barcelona, Spain. Buenos dias, mi corazón. ¿Cómo estás? We have Mae Wood coming in from Long Beach, California. Of course, Michael Rudden is from Brooklyn, New York. We also have in the house with us Eric Hayes from Atascocita, Kingwood. We also have Mae Wood from Long Beach, California. Did I say that already? I don't think I did, but if I did, I repeated myself. And the beautiful, the one and only, our activist extraordinaire, Yvette Avery Herod from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see, who did I miss or who else new has come in? As you come in, just type one message so that I can see that you're in the house. And I like to salute all those in the chat. I know there are many that are listening that never join a chat, never join a YouTube or whatever, but that's okay. Love you all. And I just am happy that you're here listening with us. But please remember, if you are on Twitter now, go ahead and give us that heart as well as give us that share. Tom C is in the house. When I say share on Twitter, I mean retweet. Tom C is in the house. He says, winter is now officially over in Michigan. Went from shoveling snow to shoveling wood chips. Oh my God. I remember you had a lot of trees down. Are you cutting them up piece by piece, Tom? I know you a whole lot of trees in your on your acres got blown down. What are you doing with them? Let's see what else we got. Lee Grant is in the house here from Montgomery County. All right. It seemed like Mr. Rudnin is doing another Eric today. Where I am going to read an entirely long piece, but this one is very, very important. Eric gave up some important stuff as well, so I don't want to cheat that. I just prefer not having these very long messages, but I am going to read this. It's very important. Let's go for it. Thank you, Radnin. The National Desk. Climate change's economic bite in how much people make is already locked in at about $38 trillion a year by 2049, according to a study published in journal Nature by researchers at Germany's Potsdam Institute of Climate Impact Research. By 2100, the financial cost researchers at Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, by 2100, the financial cost could hit twice that previous study's estimate. Study co-author Leonie Wenz, a climate scientist and economist, said, our analysis shows that climate change will cause massive economic damages within the next 25 years in almost all countries around the world, also in highly developed ones such as Germany and the U.S., which with a projected median income reduction of 11% each, and France with 13%. This is a right-wing economic perspective for the close future. 2049 is just 25 years away. Well, within most of our lifetimes and definitely within our children's lifetime. Imagine for a moment if Congress raises your taxes by 11% in order to subsidize fossil fuel pollution. That's the equivalent of what's happening due to Congress' insufficient action to the global warming acceleration, and our kids will suffer for it. While we on the left see global meltdown as a civilization collapse existential threat, we must throw the whole kitchen sink at it. Those in the center see climate change as a national security threat, and those in the right, on the right, see everything as an individualist issue, including global warming as it decimates their personal economies as a median income reduction. The result of treating the atmosphere as an open sewer will finally hit home. When you hear a politician saying they don't want to do anything about climate change, they're telling you they want to raise your taxes by 11%. Might at long last be a wake-up call to action. I think giving them an 11% tax isn't hard enough, because you can talk about a tax, but think about the damage that it actually does to the environment. Think about the damage that it actually does to people proper. I think it's more than just the money. And I just, one of the things I want to push in the things that we talk about is to reduce our reliance on trying to capitalize everything. Everything is about capital. I tell you what's interesting. I saw a TikTok, I think it was yesterday, and I need to start making sure that I can actually play some of these TikToks. I may work on that today. I should. But the TikTok was revealing. What it showed was, and again, I just want to show you about capital income, et cetera, or wages, et cetera, what it talked about. You know, in America, let's say the median income is, I don't know, what, $70,000, $80,000? I don't know what it is, but let's say it's $75,000. I tell you what, let's just say it is $5,000 a month. All right, that is $60,000. And in Mexico, let's say it's $20,000. I'm just using relative examples here. There was an American guy that tried to put down this Mexican guy on TikTok and talking about, well, our standard of living is so much higher and we get paid so much more. And the Mexican guy said, all right, let's start doing the addition. You make $5,000. You have to pay $2,500 in rent. You have to pay $200 in car insurance. You have to pay X amount of dollars in health insurance. You got to pay X amount of dollars. And he went through the high cost that we pay for just about everything. And then he said, you go out for a meal, the cheapest meal you can get sitting down in a nice restaurant, you know, $10, $15. All right. And he itemized all these things. And then he says, you come to Mexico, $2 gives you a hell of a dinner, real good dinner in a local restaurant. You know, $5 give you a good night out drinking with the guys. You can get a drink for a dollar. He started itemizing all the things comparatively with what we pay in the United States. And then he says, who gets more for the dollar and who is happier? Who actually gets more services, which is what you have money for? Money is just another instantiation of services and products, right? You get money so that you can convert that money into services for yourself and products that you need. They get more services and more products on their income than we get services and products on our income. Who is happier? Who actually has the better life? It's something to think about. It's something to think about. All right. Eric Hayes says, even if you pay your credit card perfectly, you'll have to spend a lot of money to gain enough rewards just to break even after the annual fee. By the way, credit card companies love that you're psychologically and financially incentivized to spend enough to make up for that fee. You open all these credit card promises yourself. I'll never carry a balance. I'll pay it off in full and get my reward. 49% of people are unable to pay off their credit card and bills every month. Oh, I thought the number was higher than that, Eric, but I don't know. I imagine you have the evidence for that. These means there are coin flip chance that you'll be paying 22% APR. You know, that is sad. 22% APR when they can borrow the money from the government at 6%. Talking about a spread. it is sad what usury these guys are putting on us. It's a sad, sad case. Eric Hayes also said, here's a way to cancel debt. The best way to cancel debt, cancel your student loan, is to pay your payments once you made them all entire. Yeah, but look here. Again, I paid all of my student debt off by myself. I paid the payments year in, year out. After 10 years, I think I was done. And a lot of people have done that. But Eric, you know, when I went to school, school didn't cost as much. The payments weren't the kind of payments that people have now, which look more like mortgages. And the truth of the matter is the private sector was taxed sufficiently to make college, even if I had to pay for it, affordable. And, you know, I still am of the belief that college should be free, because we are those people who are going to college, or even if you're going for a trade, we are actually being trained for the private sector to use the knowledge we got in the training, many of that training done by the public sector, meaning by your taxes. Engineers paid for by their own, by the taxes you pay to the university, and more dependent on you subsidizing your own education so that you can work for a private company who profits on you. So it's a sham. It's a sham. It's a sham. It's a sham. All right. Eric Hayes says California will ban semi trucks that are diesel powered, but still allow the rich to fly private planes that will protect the environment and starve the population. No, actually, you know, first of all, the private plane, the footprint for the private plane in the aggregate is pretty small. But I am with you as far as private planes are concerned. I think they should pay a tax on the diesel that, you know, to mitigate the pollution. So, I mean, I think we can meet halfway right there. There's not a problem meeting halfway there at all, Eric Hayes. Paul Fleming says, don't forget a hearing is currently taking place before Justice Engoron concerning the New York AG's objection to the security of once. I thought I just read that it was resolved. And I thought I just read that that she lost the case. It says, Don, I'm looking at Newsbreak right now. And it says, Donald Trump gets win over Letitia. The New York Attorney General's office and lawyers for the Donald Trump reached a deal on Monday, allowing former president's $175 million bond to stand on certain conditions. It was a win for Trump, but James' office said it was happy with the results at the end. On Friday, Attorney General James had requested New York Judge Arthur Engoron to invalidate the bond provided by California-based Knight Specialty Insurance due to being not regulated by the state and the fact that it had never written a bond. Despite another flaw. So anyway, as it turns out, that there was some sort of a compromise there. So I think that got resolved already, Paul Fleming. All right. Eric Hayes says, Civil War movie may be the only time you see California and Texas together on something. Not really. I have more faith than that. TikTok has 9 months only. I don't think so. I think ultimately it will be going to court and it won't get over. It'll be overturned. Lee Grant says, tremendous anti-Semitism demonstration on U.S. campus. Jews are being threatened and authorized, just like back at the University of Vienna in 1938. Let me just put a statement out there about our Jewish brothers and sisters. I have no tolerance for anti-Semitism. I have no tolerance for judging our brothers and sisters of Jewish descent, our brothers and sisters from Israel. No tolerance on any sort of hate. I want to also qualify that those people that are chanting support for Hamas and what Hamas did, I don't know what you're trying to do for the cause. Those that are my brothers and sisters who are being misled into somehow supporting Hamas, this group that is, yes, a terrorist group, just like I think Netanyahu is a terrorist. I don't think Netanyahu and Hamas are any different whatsoever. So I believe in
chastising, ostracizing both Hamas and Netanyahu. But do understand there's a genesis to this issue. I just don't believe in the murder of innocent people at all. I don't believe in anti-Semitism, racism, or any of those isms. We can solve this problem if we get the terrorists out. And by terrorists, I mean Netanyahu and his clan, as well as Hamas. You know, I had an interview today with a guy who pointed out, without any exceptions, he said, as we put down Netanyahu for what he is doing, don't forget we must put down all terrorists. And I agree 100%. So that is politics done right statement on the Jewish issue, the Hamas issue, the Gaza issue. It's time for us to drop Netanyahu. It's time for us to get a two-state solution. It's time for us to extricate all those settlements in the West Bank. It is time for us to have a contiguous Palestine and a contiguous Israel. New borders need to be drawn, and both need to be forced to accept it, lest neither one of them be other than having a territory where everyone can have their own property, etc., etc., etc. All right, Michael Radin says, Egberto, I'd rather not become an expat in order to stretch my dollar, though every year several thousand Americans go to that route of leaving in order to make ends meet because cost of living increases have exceeded their savings. Exactly. A lot. Look, I can, if I decide to retire, I could go back to Panama, go and live in the outskirts of Panama and live solely on Social Security and survive very well. Right? I could do that. And live much better than somebody who probably had a six-figure income in the United States living in the United States. You know, I could live better. I could go ahead, sell my home, put it in a bank, and just go home. But I agree with Brother Radnin. I don't want to have to leave my new home, the United States of America. I prefer to change the United States of America to make it what it said it always should be. That's what I think. All right, let's see what else we got here. Michael Radnin, that's a reply. Paul Fleming says 57 companies are responsible for 80% of global greenhouse gas since 2016. These companies include fossil fuel giants Chevron, Shell, BP, and we have been raking in record profits. These profits of big oil should not be more than the future of our planet. I agree. Carl Cox says the mega rich corporations and their puppets, politicians, don't like education at any level, especially college, because they fear an educated public that will see the corporations for what it is. It's not only that they'll see the corporations for what it is, they'll see capitalism for what it is. Egberto, be careful when sourcing from Newsbreak, media bias, fact check. Overall, we rate Newsbreak questionable. Let me, and Publishing Satire as real. Actually, Newsbreak is an aggregator. And that is what you have to understand. In other words, you can find my videos on Newsbreak. If you go to Newsbreak, you'll see my videos. All the TikToks that I do also appear on Newsbreak. Newsbreak is not an independent, well, the part of Newsbreak that I see is not an independent news source. It comes from, it aggregates news from all over. It aggregates news from all over, nothing more. All right, Paul Fleming says, in dismissing the articles of impeachment with a party line vote, Senate Democrats ignored crocodile tears from McConnell, who voted against the most meritorious impeachment in history following the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Absolutely so. Let's see what else we got here. Michael Rowan says, when it comes to so-called anti-Semitism on campus, is it an anti-Jew or anti-Zionism? It is anti-Zionism. But a lot of the kids on campus don't actually show the distinction. And that is where we have to be very careful in the way we go against Netanyahu and what they're doing. I'd wager that most of it is anti-Israel due to the Israel's right-wing government and their IDF are doing against the Palestinian population, and that is correct. Marxists for Biden says our government should take control of these companies. Our planet is crying for us to act. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Michael McAndrew says, welcome aboard, Michael McAndrew. Where are you from? And Marxists for Biden, where are you from? Netanyahu should be in jail. Yes, he should be in front of The Hague. I love the Jewish people, but Netanyahu should be in jail. I agree. Paul Pemis says, your Earth Day reminder that Trump was terrible for the planet, rolling back more than 100 regulations governing clean air, water, wildlife, and toxic chemicals. No wonder he's received millions in donations from Big Oil. I agree. We are giving Netanyahu $27 billion. In horror, yes, we are. This is a horror, common dreams. Michael Ruddin says, the U.S. House just gave Israel $26 billion for its war in Gaza. Children, the enormous windfall will allow the government of Israel, Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to continue to kill and wound Palestinians. All right, let's see what else we got here. What else have we got here? Okay, I'm scrolling down. Egberto Newsbreak's aggregator doesn't bother to distinguish between real news and satire, effectively making it a fake news site. Better avoid it. We'll talk about that later on. Google is a news aggregator. All right, you do a search in Google, you get news from garbage, you get news from. So I guess that's what I want to send there. I don't see Newsbreak as Common Dreams or CNN.com, MSNBC.com, where they are curated news. But, you know, we can talk about that some other time. Let's see what else we got here. Michael McAndrews is from Michigan. Hey, you're from where Tom Cisek is from. There you go. From Tom Cisek, Michigan. There we go. F-15 is a dual-role air-to-air, air-to-ground tactical fighter. A 2,000-pound bomb, Mark 84 bomb, causes lethal fragmentation 400 yards away. Yep. Gatling combo. Israel also funded Hamas. Not directly. It was Israel allowed for the funding of Hamas. They didn't give money to Hamas. Just want to keep it straight. All right. Our first video is about... our good friend, a Republican, right? Well, not a good friend, but I was shocked to see what he had to say. I want you to listen to Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez made an interesting statement. What you guys think about this? Want to hear what you guys think. I really had to get in the middle of this and cut this right within the program itself. It's amazing what has just occurred with Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas. He went where many should have gone long time ago in the way he described a particular sect within the Republican Party, congressmen and congresswomen, a sect within there. Check this out, and we'll take it on the other side.
Do you have confidence that at this point, given that it is still possible that Marjorie Taylor Greene will push to vacate, to kick him out of the speaker's chair, that he can survive?
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. What didn't surprise me that some of these folks voted against aid to Israel, but I was encouraged to see by a nearly 10-1 mark that Republicans supported our allies on the battlefield.
Wow. Okay. What you just said at the top of this discussion was intense. And is it your sense that, well, I'm just asking from your own opinion and own perspective, you're trying to put them in a box and put them in a corner.
Members are tired. We're exhausted. It has been a brutal Congress, but we're also dug in. You know, for some reason, these fringe people think as if they have the high ground. They do not. I assure you, the rank and file members that normally are kind of easygoing, you know, doing the right thing, put their head down, they vote yes or no, but they're not public about it. Those days are over. The fight is here. And this whole pushing, you know, if someone's going to poke you in the chest, the way you take care of a bully is you bloody their nose. And that's where we're at.
It is clear that the Republican Party has a current group within it that are a group of degenerates, to put it as kindly as one can. And what has happened for too long is we have moved the bar, we have lowered the bar in order to allow a certain level of degeneracy to become normalized. As he mentioned, somebody with the record of Gates, somebody with the records of Marjorie Taylor. It is crazy that these are people who should somehow have the stature of being a congressperson. Yes, they were elected, but given how they behave and given what they stand for, it is long time that they should have been placed in a box, not just because of who they are, but because of what they've done and what they've said. And to have one of someone in your own party describe you as ones with the hoods while in public, as opposed to doing it privately, that tells you how far the degeneracy has gone, such that one of your own comes out and say what we all know actively, what we all know currently, and just blurts it out. Good for Tony Gonzalez. He probably needs to become an independent or something, but good for them.
Absolutamente sí. Perfecto lo que hizo el tipo cuando comenzó a hablar sobre los republicanos y qué diablos son. Look, that was really good. That was really good what he had to say there, because it is so true. But folks, folks, this is also a call-in show. Love to hear from you. 281-823-7747. If you want to add anything to the discussion, 281-823-7747. Una vez más, 281-823-7747. Una vez más, 281-823-7747. You can give us a call at 281-823-7744. Let me say it much slower. 281-823-7747. I like to hear from you sometimes. I like to hear from you all of the times. On my show at KPFT in the mornings, every morning at 6 o'clock, the phones get flooded near the end of the show. I think today we handle, I don't know. I had to kind of just go through them. But we had some great callers this morning. As usual, I'd like to start getting a few more calls here on the PM show. 281-823-7747. Let me ask you guys something. Would you like me to have a button, let's say from a website, that if you want to call in online, you click a button and you can talk directly, and then I can hang you up when necessary. Let me know if that is something that actually interests you. I can probably get something like that working as well. So, but right now we have the phone system that's connected to our system as well. So give me a call, 281-823-7747. Check me out. Call up. Let's see what you have to say. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. We have Michael Andrews is from Traverse City, Michigan. You know what is so interesting? When you said TC, Michigan, I thought you were talking about Tom Czarnik, because I think Tom Czarnik's a CZ, right? Anyhow, let's see what else we got here. He admitted some things. Let's say Michael Rodden says Israel's battle is littered with the bodies of tens of thousands of dead women and children, over 300,000 destroyed civilian homes. It is a genocide. I don't care who wants to admit it or not. We can see it with our own eyes. Israel, meaning Netanyahu and the IDF, they are effecting a genocide in Gaza. And as usual, with our very, very short time span, we have a very short attention span. Look at how Gaza has fallen off the news. You remember Gaza was in the news every day. You would see the bodies spewing. Remember when Ukraine was on the news every day? You could see the bodies. Do you think anything has changed in Ukraine? Do you think anything has changed in Gaza? The murders in Gaza continue. The incursion by Russia in Ukraine continues, but we have it down. We don't hear. So, yes, it continues. All of that continues. It continues. But yet again, our short attention span, and it's not our people, it's our media. It tells you something about the producers in the mainstream media. It shows you something where they are. All right, Michael Gatlin Combo says Republicans have always been that way. They are just open about it now. Tony said that himself while being a Republican. Yeah, because, you know, even though he's a Republican, he probably got a lot of the hate. Marjorie Taylor, this is from Vradin. Marjorie Taylor was talking about and trying to pass law about Jewish space lasers again. Business Insider. Marjorie Taylor nodded to her infamous Jewish space laser theory in an amendment meant to mess up spending aid to Israel. That poor woman. You have to wonder if she's really ignorant or just passing as ignorant. I don't know which one it is. Eric Hayes, guess the radical left now cancels out the radical right. If so, maybe America could somehow get back to some normalcy and decency one year or decade. Yeah, but there's a difference between the far left and the far right. And everybody should learn to admit that reality. There is a new AI button on Facebook Face Front. Yeah, I haven't messed with it. I got an email to that effect. Never messed with it, though. Michael Ryan says, Eric Hayes, false equivalency. What does the radical left want? Big money out of politics, infrastructure investment, universal health care, living wages, things that things the supermajority of the people say that they want. What does the radical want? They were to even start with the horror. Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. Let's see. It's true, Marxist state, we all share the wealth. As wealth is the root of inequality, with proper administration, there is no left or right. There's only la gente, the people. All right. Paul Fleming says the controversial mandate requires that all nursing homes that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding provide a total of at least 3.48 hours of nursing care for a resident per day, including defined periods from registered nurses and nurses' aide. Wow. They should actually do something to get the $1,000 a day that they get, right? It's amazing. You see what the plutocracy sees, the capitalists see, is a nursing home's poor people, a steady stream of income that goes directly from the federal government into the coffers of the nursing home, into the shareholders' pockets, into the executives' pockets. And we try to do as little as possible with that money at the nursing home so that we can give all the excess over. I mean, it is hard to see that people don't see these things. It's not that difficult. The biggest case on homelessness in more than 40 years came before the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday. The big question, can cities punish people who sleep on the streets via ticketing, fines, or even jail time when people have nowhere else to go? You know, that's a difficult question, right? If you are in downtown Houston and you have people scattered over the pavements, I think what we should do is we should have laws that say you can't have the homeless, let's say, in these areas if you have laws against it. But by having those laws, you must have somewhere defined and comfortable to place these people. I think it comes hands in hand. Right? Because we don't want to have a city where we have laissez-faire. But we also want to be humane and moral. So that's where I come down on that. All right. Big billionaires support Mr. B and got him in office in 2020, along with mayhem. Really? The current status is to keep those billionaires rich and make politicians richer. So don't kid yourself thinking they are about the voter. Again, the voter has to be about the voter. That's it.
The voter needs to be about the voter. If you're sitting down waiting for Biden or Trump to save you, that's your problem. I am not sitting down waiting for Biden or Trump to save us. I want us to save ourselves. That's where we're at. All right. Donna Brazil really gave it to El Señor Rance Privas. Rance Privas, once again, I want you to listen to this, and then we'll take it on the other side. Once again, Donna Brazil, former Democratic chair, owned Rance Privas, the former Republican chair. You see, when you have a party that doesn't have any policies to speak of and then needs the opposition party to bail them out, this is what you get. And Donna Brazil's made it clear. You know, Rance Privas, the host started to say, well, it turns out that the Democrats had to save the Republicans to get a few bills through, et cetera. And, you know, what do you think about it? You know, something to that, in that nature. And Rance Privas, now he understands that the party was saved by Democrats, but he wants it to be, well, you know, Democrats need to be silent about this because, you know, and, you know, I love what how Brazil just jumped in. Donna came in and said, no, Democrats are not going to be silent. We are the ones who want a country that's functional. We are the ones who are looking out for the American people. And again, just like he did last week when she had him with his tail between his legs, look at his facial expression. You can see the defeat in, well, you know, we are a party of just rhetoric, but we really accomplish nothing. Check this out. We'll take it on the other side.
You know, Reince, your former colleague in the White House, Steve Bannon, told me this morning, Mike Johnson's going down.
Well, when?
What year?
We'll see. But I do think that as we're listening to this, the Democrats do need to be careful. I mean, they need to keep quiet as far as their willingness to jump up and down and save Speaker Johnson. Because the more Democrats come out and say, I'm going to protect Speaker Johnson, the more the opposition.
Wait a second. Well, first of all,
we're not going to be silenced. Because we're standing up for the American people. We want a budget that works for everybody. We want a country that functions. We want to, you know, we want to protect America's dignity
by
in the world.
So,
he's the Speaker of the House. And while he is elected by the majority of Republicans, he's a constitutional officer. So it's not about the individual. It's about the Constitution and an officer of the nation.
I hope everybody sees this. And I hope all Democrats, progressives, and good-thinking Republicans go ahead and understand what's going on here and not allow rhetoric to reign. Go ahead and let functionality reign, that we actually get something done reign. Because, again, you know, you keep this up, the country goes exactly where it has started to go. And that is into a point of irrelevance. Empires do end. Empires do destroy themselves. Look at every major empire. I'm not a historian, but I know enough about history to know that the Roman Empire failed, the Ottoman Empire failed, and just about every other empire. The English Empire failed. So, you know, we can fail as well. Yes, we can fail as well. Let's see what we've got. What else we've got? Well, E2247 has his daily counts, and he points out Sunday date 198 equal at least 34,097 Palestinians killed, 48 persons more than 100 more than day 197, at least 76,980 wounded. 79 persons more than day 197 equal 172 per day killed. He also says, were U.S. to be in the situation of Palestine now, 196 days into genocide by Israel, U.S. Has proportionally killed and injured totally a total of 6,936,575% equal 2% of the U.S. population. If you go ahead and realize that it's 2% of Palestinians that were killed, murdered by Netanyahu, that would be like somebody in the United States killing 6,937,575 people. It's good to look at things proportionally. All right. Job security. Michael Fleming says companies with layoffs in 2024, Meta 11,000, FedEx 12,000, Google 12,000, Amazon 27,000, Walmart 12,000, Microsoft 10,000. Never let a job steal your life. Your job doesn't care about you. Your job's only care is how much money they can make. Never feel guilty about leaving your job for a better opportunity. Job hopping every 2 to 3 years is one of the best life hacks. I love you for saying that, Paul. You know, I worked in corporate America between 1989. No, I'm sorry. Between 1984 and 1989. Then I went from that. I've been working for myself ever since. And in those days, my longest job was 2 years at my first company, and that was right out of college. And thereafter, I hopped about every year. One place was only 9 months. It was, and I understood that back then. And you're absolutely, absolutely correct. Estás perfectamente correcto con lo que estás diciendo en ese párrafo ahí. Nadie debe de pensar que un trabajo es su vida. Nobody should think that a job is their life. You know, I'm kind of practicing. I'm thinking about doing one of these programs in Spanish once a week on a different time. But my Spanish has really, really deteriorated from non-use. Así que voy a tratar a veces de hablar mi idioma cuando estoy dando el programa para que la gente me pueda entender y para que pueda conseguir un poco de práctica también. All right. Let's see. Michael Andrews says, Johnson is an officer of the USA who needs to be investigated for his involvement in an attempted coup. I agree. And I think maybe somebody told him, hey, you better get this stuff through or we will be checking you out for the coup. You know, who knows? I don't know. It's interesting that Eric thinks homelessness doesn't exist in suburban areas. Again, there's a lot of misinformation going out there and a lot of close your eyes going on out there. All right, let's see. Eric A. says, Paul Fleming, forgot one Tesla, 14,000. Okay. I saw them cause a homeless problem and then put down and hurt the homeless. Amazing, isn't it? Okay, let's see what else we got. All right, I think I'm ready to give you my last video. This one is on hearing aids. And all of you, I want you to check this out and I want you to comment on this and maybe even call 281-823-7747. Again, that is 281-823-7747. 281-823-7747. All right, let's go to that and let's move into it right this minute.
I just saw an ad on TV as I'm watching some news, and it really got upsetting because it shows what we do to our elderly, how we fool them into making decisions to take away their money. I want you to check this ad out, and then we'll take it on the other side. This is sad in how well it is done and how many people are likely to be fooled by it. Check this out.
Important healthcare announcement. If people tell you your TV is too loud, or if listening in some environments has become too difficult, we are requesting your participation in a special program called the 30-Day Risk-Free Challenge. Hearing Life Hearing Centers are seeking people with hearing difficulties to evaluate a new 100% digital mini hearing aid now being released. All people with hearing aids or hearing difficulties are wanted to take part in this 30-day risk-free challenge. risk-free challenge evaluating this new high-tech device that sits discreetly behind your ear. This hearing aid is Bluetooth-enabled and rechargeable. All hearing assessments are performed at no charge for those taking part in the challenge. Participants will try these hearing aids for 30 days. Now, to take part in this event, you must call. So please get a pencil and write down the number below. Call us and take the Hearing Life 30-Day Risk-Free Challenge.
Now, when you take a look at that ad, you have a tendency to believe, oh, I'm going to go do, if you're an old, I mean, person that has some hearing problems, you're going to go ahead and say, let me go ahead and try this because, you know, I'm having hearing problems and I get a chance to text this out. This is just another option to scam you because they make you believe like you are in a test. And you know, people who go ahead and do these medical tests have a tendency to believe, okay, it's not going to cost them or it's not going to cost them too much. Let me go ahead and participate. And then they get you in there and they perform that hard sell generally on very expensive units. And why are these units expensive? Because again, they got to pay for all these ads, right? Notice when it starts up, it's a healthcare announcement. So immediately you're thinking, healthcare, benevolency, the things that we have to do to be well. And it's nothing more than a caricature of healthcare. But what it really is a way to make some more money on your bad ear hearing or other issue. This should be illegal. Now, they didn't say anything that was a lie. All right. They didn't tell you they were giving you anything for free. They just told you 30-day evaluation. And then after that, well, they didn't tell you what happens after that. The one thing that one could complain about is say, oh, they said this was a test. Well, yeah, you know, they are testing you. It's a clever form of advertising that raises our entire healthcare cost. It transfers our monies to a few, and it's a very evil, immoral form of using one's illnesses to make a huge profit off of. I called that number just to see how they're going to get you in. And all they want to do is schedule you. And when I asked the woman, after the 30 days, do I have to pay anything or what happens? She said, well, you'll have people that will be there to talk to you about it. I said, so this is not really a test, right? This is to evaluate you to see if these are a good option for you. That is sad. It is sad what they do, not only to our elderly, but it's a sad what we do with our healthcare system, using our illnesses to monetize and make huge profits for a few. This is the reason why we have the overcost, why we have a ridiculously high, expensive healthcare system that hurts us all.
We absolutely so. Let's see what we got here. Michelangelo says just another scam. Desiree Chamberlain says, why would they say people who can't hear have to call that shady? Let me see. Why would they say people who can't hear have to call? That's shady. Yes, it is shady. You're absolutely right. Mike Andrew says, right, Egberto. Michael Rennes says, medical advertising is a strictly American problem. No other nation allows direct-to-consumer medical ads on TV. The thing about it is, after you've determined that your hearing problem isn't like very degenerative or something like that, guess what? Just get a couple cheap amplifiers, right? But no, they'll charge you $3,000-$4,000 for these things that cost them probably $10 to make. They probably raise a sound for that ad. I know. I don't know if you intended to be funny there, Mr. Ratnin, but in effect, you were. I don't know if you intended to be funny, but in effect, you were. Anyway, we have some good news for Common Dreams. And I forgot to pull it up, so let me go ahead and pull it up now. I just want to read a few sentences from it, if I can find it. Great. Come on, Egberto, where is it? Let's go ahead. It's about the unions. And it looks like I lost it. Let me go ahead and find it for you because I want us to talk about... come on, guys. All right, let's do that. We must... There we go. Here it is. There it is. Let's put it on the screen. Like I've always spoken about, every single American should be a part of a union. And it's slowly, slowly happening. After the great success that the auto unions had in Michigan and in other places, guess what? In the belly of the South, Tennessee, well, actually, I should say in the shoulder of the South, Tennessee, you all moved a mountain. Tennessee Volkswagen workers vote to join UAW. We're poised to be the first domino of many to fall, one worker at the Chattanooga plant said. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, became the first Southern auto workers not employed by one of the big three car manufacturers to win a union Friday night when they voted to join the United Auto Workers by a landslide majority. This is the first major victory for the UAW after it launched the biggest organizing drive in modern U.S. history on the heels of its stand-up strike that secured historic contracts with the Big Three in fall 2023. Many of the talking heads and the pundits have said to me repeatedly before we announced this campaign, you can't win in the South. I'm telling you, people are waking up. They're waking up to say, why the hell am I doing all the work and these other people are making all the money? You can't win in the South, UAW President Sean Fain told the victorious workers in a video shared by UAW. They said Southern workers aren't ready for it. In other words, you're too stupid to get it, man. They said non-union automakers didn't have it in them. But you all said, watch this. And you all moved a mountain. According to the UAW real-time results, the vote tally now stands at 2,628 or 73%, yes to 985, 27% no. I wonder who are those enslaved minds? I wonder who are they? But generally, we know the ideological bent that they have. So what this is telling me is that the worker is starting to get to the point where they are not being snowed as much as they were before. That is a monumental change. And that is something that we ought to be very happy about. All right, folks, we are getting close to the end of the program. Turning the Tide, the country's first fully battery-powered tugboat, is set to begin operation this spring. And thanks to an infusion of government funding, Crowley's all-electric E-Wolf will hopefully be the first of many tugs, creating a wave of change. Love that, Paul. Love that. Paul, Rudden made a correction. New Zealand is the only other nation that allows direct consumer ads on drugs. Yeah, very good. Egberto, one last readout. My comment for Eric needs airing out. Before we close out, please. All right, I'll read it. Eric Hayes, if big money corruption was taken out of politics, the left would cheer. You think Soros and Zuckerberg are a problem? Go on and focus on getting this corruption banned. As it comes to billionaires and corruptions giving money to Democrats and Republicans with expectations of returns on that investment, it's not the progressives and the left who are getting that money. Never confuse the Democratic Party for the left. Exactly. Exactamente. Exactamente. Anyway, folks, we got to get out of here. I want to ask all of you beautiful people to support the program. And how can you support the program? You can support the program by becoming a patron. And how do you become a patron? You can become a patron by going to politicsdoneright.com/patron. Patron is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. politicsdoneright.com/patron. I put the link in the both under YouTube and under Facebook and Twitch. So click on that link. Please become a patron. Alternatively, we have a lot of different options you can provide as support for this program by going to politicsdoneright.com/support, politicsdoneright.com/support. And that's the link, politicsdoneright.com/support. Now, if you say, I want to get some of all that information, Egberto, we always hear you talking about, consider getting one of our books. You can go to politicsdoneright.com/books, politicsdoneright.com/books. Consider supporting us by purchasing our books. Now, here is a kicker. So far, I've written 5 books. You can have access to all 5 of those books by either becoming a member via Patreon, which I put on the link before, or becoming a supporter of our newsletter by going to politicsdoneright.com/newsletter. If you become a paid member of our newsletter, you have access to all of our books, all 5 books. And as I write more books, which I have three of them that I'm currently working on, you can get access to all my subsequent books as well. So please become a subscriber. Help us, help the independent media put the message out there. We do an important job, not just this live show that we do at 3 p.m. 5 days a week, actually 7 days a week, because we have a rebroadcast on Saturdays and Sundays. And also, we do a 6 o'clock morning show 5 days a week. On air on KPFT 90.1 FM, which we simulcast over the internet as well. And we write books, and we write blogs, and we write articles, and we put out podcasts. A lot of work. So please share all that we do, and please support as best as you can. Right now, it is just me, yours truly, 16 hours a day. Because I can't currently afford bringing more people in. If I can get about 1,000 subscribers to the newsletter, I can start looking into getting some part-time help. But I am only at 80 or 70-something or so subscribers on the newsletter. I need some other work to some other supporters, both on the newsletter and on Patreon and on subscribing on the many portions at politicsdoneright.com/support. So please support us. We do good work to make sure that we get the message out. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this, baby. I am what? Out.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, 1, subscribe to our channel, and 2, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.